You're welcome back to Religion Matters, KFM's weekly religion reflection and social issues programme. Part three already, and we've saved the best to last. I have to say that now because my next guest is waiting in the wings. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Remember, you can email me on religionmatterskfm@gmail.com. Now, I'm joined from a studio across the water in London by Bob Fife from Churches Together in Britain and Ireland. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very good. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to speak to you.
We chatted to you a little earlier in the year, and it's good to know I didn't scare you away. So, tell me about Churches Together in Britain and Ireland, just a little condensed version of who you are and what you do for our listeners, just as a reminder.
Right. Churches Together in Britain and Ireland is the agency that has the main 38 denominations in Britain and Ireland all in membership. And we try to bring the denominations together to be able to share together. And our job is to produce resources and ways of helping the churches to witness together. And it's when we work together that we're most effective.
Mm. You've put together some resources for Lent, which we're in the midst of at the moment, which can be used by all the various churches in anywhere across the UK and Ireland. So right here in County Kildare too. What are the resources?
Well, the resource this year, because we produce an annual resource, mm-hmm. but the resource this year is called The Way to Freedom. And it's a six-week course, so we are beginning to move towards the middle of it, but a six-week course that explores different aspects of freedom. And, of course, freedom is one of the big hot topics, if you like. You know, we've had the Arab Spring. You know, there are all kinds of aspects, the freedom of the banks, the freedom of the press. We use freedom all the time. But what do we actually mean by that, and what does the gospel say about freedom? So we're trying to explore that, you know, in different contexts through considering discipline, action, you know, churches, community, and so on. So I mean, it's a rich resource that you can download, and you can shape it and use it as your own.
Of course, freedom of religion is the big topic at the moment. Conversations mm-hmm. we're having here in Ireland that 10, 15 years ago you never would have dreamed you'd need to have or be even aware of. So it's a very timely theme for the resources.
Yep. I mean, it's churches, community. You know, you could think about freedom of religion, you know, the action, you know, how do you actually live out the gospel? And that's where I think, you know, societies are changing now. They're wanting to express themselves. People aren't just wanting to be told what they should do or should think. And this is a resource, you know, that actually helps people to do that.
Mm. And how do you observe Lent, Bob? Have you given anything up, or have you taken anything up?
Well, I'm on a diet, you know, but that's not really to do with Lent,
No.
But we'll better not go there. I actually say that it's better to take something up rather than give something up. You know, I know it's very popular to say, well, I'm not eating chocolate. But if you were going to take anything up, then I think one of the things I would want you to take up is actually working through this Lent course, because there are all kinds of things to think about it. And the person whose works we're actually using most is a man called Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who a number of your listeners might have heard of before, who was a theologian who lived in Germany during the Second World War, and in fact was put to death by the Nazi regime, you know, mm-hmm. so that there's a lot of profound stuff to engage with there. So take up the Lent course.
Okay, and do you think Lent is still relevant for people today?
Yeah, I mean, I think people still want to have that time of reflection, to take time out. I think there's every bit as much of a spiritual desire, you know, with people today. Sometimes, you know, people want to explore other ways of being able to express that. It's not necessarily, you know, everybody's cup of tea. You know, if you want, you know, to explore that through traditional church going and so on, or you know, through the ways that they used to do, as you were saying, 15 or 20 years ago. So Lent is a time when I think people, you know, can take time out and say, where am I going with my life? To be quiet, you know, just to go into the park or sit in the garden, or, you know, just to have some quiet time where you're sitting and say, you know, how am I living my life? I think there's a strong sets of values today as there ever was. you know, but they're being expressed differently, you know, and we need to engage with that.
Yeah. And of course, the three big themes or pillars of Lent are fasting, prayer and almsgiving. And mm-hmm. charity is a huge, you know, it has become a huge business. But it's very important to people in their lives that they are, that they, you know, that they do something for charity. And of course, people have a lot more time on their hands mm-hmm. now due to unemployment, sadly.
Sure.
But
yeah.
now might be the time that if you've been thinking of taking up some charitable work, it might be a good time to try it out during Lent even.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's not just about taking time out, but it's doing something that's different that actually reorientates your life. You know, and that can be done through volunteering. It can be done by, as I say, you know, just being quiet, you know, and reflecting. We need to remember, you know, that when the 40 days were over, you know, that Jesus came out with real energy and really took on the world. You know, and I think we should see this as a time of charging the batteries, whether that's volunteering or you know, giving alms, doing charitable works or whatever. You know, there are all kinds of ways, you know, that we can do that nowadays.
And your little 6-week course, can I do that by myself, or does that kind of go against what you would prefer to see people doing, maybe in a community or a parish?
Well, it's designed, you know, for small groups in a parish, but certainly, you know, it's there. If you're sitting, you know, with a laptop or whatever, you know, you can engage with that. You can think through the questions just as much on your own as you could with a group. Obviously, you'll miss out on hearing other people's opinions and so on. But certainly, you know, you can engage with it in any way that you want. You know, it's there as a super resource. You know, and you can just kind of spend time plodding through it, not just even during Lent, but you can actually take it, you know, into other times as well.
And Bob, that's a Scottish accent I hear. Where are you from originally?
Well, I'm from Dundee originally. I live just outside Edinburgh, although I work in London. But my wife is a Dubliner.
Oh.
So I've been coming over to Dublin, you know, as a family member, you know, now for about 32, 33 years, you know. So I've seen a fair few changes.
Yes.
That's for sure.
And you're not finishing that sentence by saying for the better or for the worse.
Well, I think it's not necessarily better or worse. It's different, you
different,
know. And
yeah.
I think that part of what we have to do as Christians is to say we can't stop the world going round. It doesn't mean to say that we just drop everything, but we need to learn to engage with God in different ways in different times, you know. And I think that God is calling us forward, you know, and we need to be moving forward, not always looking over our shoulder at what's gone in the past, but to look forward with faith and with hope and with love.
Okay, that probably has just answered my next question, but if you could give a little personal line or personal testimony to people for Lent, what would it be? For Lent 2012, what would it be?
Well, I would say, you know, look forward with hope. Things may be changing. Sometimes, you know, you might feel that everything has changed out of all recognition, but the church today isn't what it was 500 years ago. It isn't what it was 50 years ago. But, you know, it's going to be something entirely different in another 50 years to come. Let's enjoy, you know, where we are and how we engage, you know, and be confident.
Mm. Lovely. Lovely sentiment. Now, give me the details of the website so people can have a look at the resources and download them and share them.
Sure. If your listeners would like to go to www.ctbi.org.uk, then they'll be able to just press on the section that's marked as Lent, and you'll be taken right through to all the resources.
As easy as that.
As easy as that.
Okay, we have to leave it there this morning. Thanks a million for joining
me
again.
I'm sure we'll
chat soon. We'll find some theme to talk about in the summer,
yeah,
and you know, let's make it a quarterly thing, maybe.
Indeed, yeah. That'd be great.
Okay,
thanks
and
again.
Regards to your lovely Irish lady.
I will do. Teresa.
Okay. Good morning.
Thank you.
That was Bob Fife from Churches Together in Britain and Ireland talking about those resources for Lent. So we'll put up the link to the website on our Facebook page. These are the Vard Sisters.